Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Weed is back, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is the author of dozens of books, including his new one, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. He is he's written books with presidents. He's interviewed many presidents. He's interviewed even more first ladies. He's been he's a reporter extraordinaire. He's a witness to our era of time, and he's an awesome thought leader in so many ways, and we're glad he's such a great historian. He's our good friend, Doug Weed. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be on your show. I love your show, and I've told your listeners, I think you've got this thing figured out. It's taken me the last 40 years inside the Republican establishment to figure out what was going on with big monopoly corporations and why they favor regulations and why they support special interests, because they create new regulations and the money that's behind it. You got all this figured out. Your listeners are very blessed.
Well,
they know much more than most of the people in America know.
I appreciate you saying that, Doug, and that's something that I do believe that's the case. And the reason, you know, whenever you see a corporation in favor of regulation, what that tells you is, first, they probably wrote the regulation, and two, they have already got a strategy for how it won't hurt them, and three, that strategy raises the barrier to entry for competitors, new competitors, yep. And four, it hurts their existing competitors. And that's what you have when you have these oligopolies, I guess they call them. But anyway, what do you think?
I agree totally with you, and there's a five. And this was a surprise to me. I learned this by working in the White House. And the five is this. When there's a recession, they'll pass the stimulus package. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat, makes no difference. And the stimulus package that passed this Congress, the senators and the congressmen, they go to their lobbyists and say, what can we do to create jobs? How can you help us? We've got a recession here. We got to get this thing going. How can we get jobs? And the lobbyists will come back and say, well, remember all those regulations you passed? If you'll give us a 10-year hiatus on keeping those environmental regulations, we can create another 80,000 jobs in our sector. So what happens is, all these regulations that were passed to keep out the small businessmen and to keep the competitors away and to create monopolies, all of those regulations are suspended for those same monopolies under stimulus bills. The stimulus bill under Obama was 1,000 pages long.
Right.
That's the size of the Bible, filled with all kinds of special deals in there for favored companies and all of the monopolies.
And most people don't realize that that's the case, that's the kind of thing that happens.
I didn't.
And we think we know about who's in control, but it's worse now, Doug, because Ford didn't have information about how I lived my life. GM didn't control how I connected to my customers. IBM wasn't going to be able to shut off my phone. And now we've got these companies that can do all that. I mean, we've got companies.
Yeah,
I mean, Apple and Google and Amazon could flip three switches and put all of us out of business and out of communication.
Yeah, and just this morning I heard something. I haven't had a chance to check it out, Jim. My wife was telling me something she just read about some banks reserving the right or planning the right to deny customers or cut off customers.
Because of where they're headed. Because of what? Of some kind of political decision?
Yes, because of things they had said online. Or,
wow. I haven't heard that, but I'm not surprised. I mean, that's next. But see, so all that takes to make that full circle is for Amazon to become a bank. You know, Walmart is talking about getting back into the banking business. And also, I'm really worried about this cryptocurrency thing. I'm no Luddite. I understand cryptocurrency, and if we let the big tech guys get their own cryptocurrency, people don't realize that's a bridge too far for America. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, you know, on one of our earlier shows, I think I told you a story of a friend who had a business. This was now maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And he had to go in and get a new identity and rejoin these various networks and
yep.
keep politically silent because they were affecting
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Doug Weed. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.